the Wednesday edition of Downer Brass Sats, 8 minutes afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to our next caller. You are on the air. Welcome. Corey? Yes, please.
I call in about the licensing of vehicles in this country because there have been, the government is rolling out things that they're not ready for.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Talk to us.
No. Brass supposed to have taken over the licensing of vehicles from MTW. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the gate do because if you want to register a new vehicle, you have to send, or secondhand, you have to send an email to BRA and wait on BRA to send you back a response, then that you can go and pay MTW. So MTW have nothing to do. This is 6 weeks now that I submitted documents online to have a vehicle license. And up to now, I haven't heard a return. Far from that, they tell me only commercial vehicles can be done in the plane. And I was inquiring. I went to the plane to do the vehicle before the shutdown. And they tell me that a truck is not a commercial vehicle. So I don't know how comes a truck is not a commercial vehicle. And people have been trying, any success to get vehicles registered. So when the police catch a fellow up on the road now, driving around without road tax, it's a problem.
I want to jump in and agree with parts of what you said. I actually know and was involved with something similar to that. Although when the whole COVID-19 thing first started, they were talking about leniency on expiration dates, etc., understanding the situation. Now, since the second wave, as I call it, I've heard no mention, no notice, no anything. And notice I said I have not heard, meaning I'm not tuned into radio 24/7. I have heard nothing about it. So a lot of people are concerned, some are anxious, some are worried about how to register. I do know about the online registration, but sometimes there are anomalies. Every situation is not straightforward and cannot be dealt with a simple email. A lot of people complain on telephones across this country, which are not answered, and even with persons now working at home, the situation is even worse.
It's obviously going to get worse.
So I think the right thing to do, the correct thing to do, is for those in authority, those in the know, to not only pick up the phone, send a message, but again, we can use this word broadcast, and stressing on the word broad, to ensure that it reaches everyone, or as many people as possible. What is the situation with registration? What are the advice? What is the advice that we are giving to persons seeking to re-register, register for a first time, register commercial vehicles? Because I know there are different rules for all these different things.
Every vehicle, yeah.
What is the correct protocol to follow as of today? So that's the question we put to the ministry. Because I know that there was, in the early days, I think it's been settled, don't know, there was this somewhat, I observe, a civil war between the licensing authority and the Barbados Revenue Authority.
Exactly.
One was supposed to take on the financial part, then they was taking on the whole thing, and I
but
was on there.
They both have to work in tandem because
Right. Licensing,
these were the history of the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Where I only collect money.
Correct. I don't know what's the situation, though, because it seemed like FBRA was taking over the entire operation. I'm not sure. But it's not for you or I to say. It's for them really to come out and say, because due to this, that, and that. And I'm surprised that more people, you're the first person to hear calling about it like this. I'm surprised that many more people have not been calling. Because one thing about Barbadians is that when it comes to things like making sure they're legal, although there are a number of persons who do not, there are the vast majority do. And even before their vehicles expire, they like to know, they get in there and they get the things up to date, and they don't want any issues with the police or court at all. So I don't know. I see a lot of stickers now. They're marked 2020. A lot of them mark 2019. The sticker is the back of the license plate. And that's not the norm. Barbadians, as I say, they're up to date and they pay what they have to pay. My was taken off car long ago, and I don't know what the situation there. I wrote about it, I called about it, I not gotten a response either. So I myself personally find myself.
When you send the email to BRA,
mm-hmm.
you ain't getting a response, neither by phone nor email.
Mm-hmm. That is
and
something.
And then they get a license, and the license will, brah, take over, and they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. This is something.
Both the Minister of Finance and the Minister of License, Transport and Authority need to come in and have a say, because the minister is rolling out something that you ain't ready for yet.
Actually, what you can do, sir, because you say you don't know who to call. Now, son, it's because you sit in this chair and people lean on it a lot. You may have interviewed someone from the ministry or from BRA or so on, and so you can reach out during the lunchtime break. If my source within this area, if she does not reach out to me, I will be reaching out to her. And hopefully after the latest, I will have something to say to you and the others listening. So as we say, stay tuned.
Okay, all right? Thank you.
Thank Enjoy you very much. All right, good afternoon and welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes, please. Welcome.
I got a problem with this vaccine. No, if I open my back door, I can stand and see out there at the health center long, long lines of people. I registered this early February, and up to now, nobody seems to call me.
Mm-hmm. And you are, you're 70 or over?
My, almost 80.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're the focus right now. You can go down. I know they were saying no appointments, but I think they're looking at the 70 and over. So appointment or not, I am assuming, and it's not good to assume or speculate.
I hear the doctor said yesterday, no more walking.
No more walkings, but I think what they're trying to focus on is the 70 and over. So what about a walking that is 70 and over is the question. You get where you're coming from?
Yeah.
So I would call the hotline.
What's the number?
The hotline number, as they say, catch me off guard here. Just stay tuned again. I can give it to you. Amen. This ain't sticking up. I can get it for you because I have so much information before me. Uh-huh. But I can get that for you, and I will put it out to you. So and the other person's listening. So those 70 and over are really advising you all to get in contact with the hotline or get down to a polyclinic, but I can give you more information on that. So stay tuned. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, sir.
Good. All right. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
I just want to make a little quick suggestion about this money for the second wave of vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what this is my suggestion. We have a $7.75 on SSA storage. And then SSA garbage, which is $38.75. We would prefer they can divert that country to offset paying next batch of vaccines coming into Barbados. I would just like them to consider it. Just think about that. Mm-hmm. That to divert that money. I am not connected to the storage line. I live in Brazil, and I'm paying $38.
Mm-hmm.
And 75 cents towards that. I'm not pleased about
Let me look at plan. I can come back to that one. I don't want to shift that. Actually, let me deal with that part first. The $38, as you say, you're not pleased with it. A lot of people call it a tax, and it was dubbed a contribution. And I said semantics, and then it was called out and educated that there is a difference. Because some people complain, you know, well, I'm not getting garbage collected regular. I am not on the sewage line. Why am I paying this? And it's not about you personally. It is a contribution to the national effort, right? I just want to deal with that so it don't seem like I'm running from that particular point.
I know we had that money.
Some of your words are missing. If you're on a carless, just get closer to the base. You're on a carless phone? Get closer to the base, because they're missing a couple of your words.
These hotels that people blocking up the lines get them all from the first.
All right, caller, no, we're not getting all your words. We're not getting all your words. You say you're on a carless phone?
No, yes.
Right, we're saying get closer to the base. You're on a card phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
You're on a cell phone. Okay. You're inside?
No, I'm a gallery.
Right, okay, because the signal is bad. It's improved, so continue.
I'm just saying that I had a love from my personal home. And these people just get millions and millions of dollars right off.
Mm-hmm.
As a day-to-day, I'm not looking for less food. Daily, I can't even talk for $8,000. Water, right. And then two.
All right, caller, the not again. Again, try to paraphrase what is you're trying to say, but you may have to call back in a better location or call back another time on a landline or something, because we're not getting your words. But what he's saying is, as a small man, he see millions of dollars written off for other people, and he have to pay the large bill. The 2 points I wanted to make for that is that if you look at the contribution. What I understand the contribution to be, and there's an explanation that was given to me, and I would like other people to, you know, sip it and see how it tastes to you. The contribution is a national contribution to the cleanup of everywhere, and not just by you. So you may live in a particular area. You may not be, to your mind, benefiting from it in that particular area, but do you go to Bridgetown? It is also helping Bridgetown. Do you travel on the roads? It's also helping with that. It's to help facilitate business, tourism, etc. Do you benefit from that? And I think you know the answer. So that is why it is really a national contribution and not you paying for a service from by your private residence. So we say, well, let's give the numbers. There's a WhatsApp number I have here for the vaccination. And again, if you're 70, heading 80, and you have to get someone to assist, no problem. But there are two WhatsApp numbers and an email address. So the first one is for, well, there's two for Flo. That's 233-8222 and 234-8222. So you got 233 and 234-8222. That's for the Flo. And similarly, for the Digicel, there's the 850-7071, the 851-7071. So 850 and 851, followed by 7071 for the Digicel. The email is vaccineover70@barbados.gov.bb. That's vaccine, VACCINEOVER. 70, the digits 70, at barbados.gov.bb. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please.
Yes. Talking about the sticker for the car, this is almost July again, and I haven't gotten my sticker, and I paid all of my money. And when I went to Holton, they told me, the place closed. When I went over to the police station and I asked the police about it, one police said, don't come here and ask me, don't come ask me anything, step out, COVID in. I said, but y'all just report us if you don't have it. And I ain't get my sticker up to this day. I ain't get my sticker for my car. And it is almost July again. So I don't know what is happening. And two, about the bread nut tree and the plum rose tree.
Mm-hmm.
I got all two of them. And there is one crossed by the pine. It does be a lot, but the people don't know about it.
Correct. There was some Jamaica Aki in the area, right? And it was just ripening and dropping. See, people, they know I get some of them. And so I said, so done. Yep.
The bread nut tree is very real good, and sometimes I give it to friends and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you cook it, it tastes nice, mm-hmm. right? Another thing too, right, when this lockdown come back again, which I don't like it to happen, what they could do is that give men 2 days, give women 2 days, because I don't know if it's a man or a woman, and then give the youth 1 day, mm-hmm. and those who have children that are under 17 and under, they could let them go with the person who is a man or is a woman, you know, and it will ease the situation, because even now people are still lining up, which they didn't call for.
Mm-hmm.
The place open up.
Okay.
It's a bad way to do it.
Well, that's
what it's a good way to have that if it has to come to a lockdown again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and another thing, I believe that this country needs Jesus. It needs God. God wants our attention. And that is why I feel these things are happening to our nation, because probation soon closed for all of us, and we are not living righteous, we're not living good. We hate one another, we're fighting, we're bickering, we're doing everything that is wrong. God needs our attention. That is why this thing is happening. And it says already that Satan is going to send a pestilence on the earth, that if we don't be careful, if we don't know Jesus, we will get carried away with it. And it's something that hurt my heart. Every morning I wake up, I hear sad news. Sad news, sad news. If even you die from a car accident, it seems as though you're telling you're dead from COVID. I mean, I just feel fed up living to hear this kind of thing.
No, it is. You have to reposition yourself. You have to. I'll tell you this. It was the FBI director. I was listening to some testimony walking through, and I saw him testimony, and it was saying the level of toxic comments online, he says, beyond anyone's imagination. But you know, you don't have to go there. You can look here. When you look at the news, when you look at social media, when you look at the comments, remember Barack Obama and Jordan English, the two people, one in 2009 and one in 2019, reminded me why you don't want to read the comments, because you let in so much toxicity into your system. We think about poisoning yourself with gramoxone. Well, the social gramoxone is now the comments and the news. And so you actually have to monitor what you take in. You can't just, you know, stick your head in the hole like an ostrich, but in the sand. But you have to manage how much toxic things you let into your mind, your body, and your soul. That's really what's been working for me, particularly over the last couple of weeks. As I said, it's even just before Lent, but now we're into Lent. The devil has eaten corn kernels, and he is hyper. He had sugar, and he hyper. So just be careful, yeah? Thank you very much. You can try another one before we go to the latest. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey. Hey. I'm going to be sure.
No problem.
I want you to get a pencil.
I got a pen. That will work.
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to write down newsweek.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
/ but I don't want to call the rest because it's going in a person's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in relation to the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm reading here is not so very pleasant, so I don't want to put it over the air to ban anybody. I want you to read it.
Okay. No problem. I want you to listen back to my comment just before yours, though, when you get a chance to listen tonight or on the podcast. Thank you, ma'am. I read this quick one as we head into the news. I'm loving the new chief agriculture officer. She knows her onions and isn't a monkey handling gun, as we would say in the Bajan parlance. This next one is good morning question. Is it acceptable for employers to compel staff to take the COVID vaccine? And I believe the answer to that is no. Hello, with the COVID-19 situation, I think it is high time that we are careful about what we eat and leave the wild meat right where it needs to be, in the wild. Do we know what diseases do the green monkey have in contact when we eat them as humans? Hi, Corey. I ate roast monkey already. It tasted so good. It had a taste like duck. I had it with roast breadfruit. That was when I was young and having nothing to do all summer. It was adventure time. I am still alive and I'm a vegan now for 20 years. No comment. Hi, Corey. Calls for common sense. I never join a line without first checking. Customers need to be responsible as well. And that's on the point where we're in these long lines and it'd be the wrong lane. So down to brass stats as we continue just after the lunchtime edition. I hope that all the talk about monkey stew, etc., has not spoiled anyone's appetite for lunch, and that we continue to have a wonderful Wednesday. We continue on this busy edition of Down to Brass Stats. Over the lunch break, as I promised, I spoke to my representative in Bra, the public relations officer, Erica Lazar. And I think we have her on the line right now to answer some of the questions and queries that have been raised here thus far. So good afternoon and welcome, Erica. Are you on the line?
Hi, Corey. Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon,
everybody. Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for coming through. I think you are in a good position to explain to the many listeners, those on the chat and the WhatsApp as well, asking what's going on, particularly with the registration and stickers for the vehicles.
Okay, so you would appreciate that with COVID, we had to bring a lot of our services online. So we decided to have the first time. So, you know, when people are registering their vehicles for first time private or commercial vehicles, or if they're renewing a commercial vehicle, that is now online. So you just download the application from our website, which is bra.gov.bb, submit the form, which is a fillable PDF, so you don't have to type in, print it and then write in everything. You just type it in on the form itself and then email it to vehicleregistration@bra.gov.bb. That email address is also on the form, so you don't have to remember it off the top of your head. Once you send it to us, and with the supporting documents, like your weight certificate and so on, all that is also on the form. So everything is on the form. It tells you what you need to do. We will email you a unique identifier, and that is what you will use to make your payment at SurePay. Now, you can pay SurePay online, or you can pay at a SurePay outlet. And once that's done, SurePay sends us back confirmation that you've paid pretty quickly, and we issue with a receipt and the date for you to come and collect your registration documents and your sticker. Right now, we are working between 24 hours or 40-hour turnaround till about 5 days, because we had quite a lot that came in, but we were able to get some staff to come in over the weekend to clear a lot of the backlog. So it's been working okay. We had a meeting with the garages and some of the small operators and so on. We heard their concerns, and they gave us some kind of advice on different things. So we worked with them, and this is the process that we have right now. And so far, it's been going quite well.
Okay, so you would have had a backlog before, but you worked to get that down. That's what I'm hearing.
Because when we started it in January, I believe. Yes, we got a lot of them one time. So in order to get them processed and out, what we did is that we brought in some staff over two or three weekends, and we got that backlog down. So now we're working till about 24-hour turnaround till about 5 days. What slows it up, I can tell you, is that when people send in their application and they don't have all the supporting documents, like your identification or your certificate and so on, that is what slows it down, because we now have to tell you, please provide this, you're missing this, and then it takes longer. So once you supply everything, it's pretty quick.
Now, we had a caller saying that we're waiting since July. I have someone on WhatsApp just about a minute ago say, I'm waiting 6 weeks for the final part of the registration. This is minus document, sent in, paid, sure, pay. So is these anomalies that are coming up in the system, or is this a trend where there are still a number of persons who are still waiting? I think we spoke offline, you were saying sometimes it may be missing a piece of information. What are some of the other possibilities for these people waiting longer than 5 days?
Well, to be honest, I would have to get some information on his specific case, because from the feedback we're getting, it's going pretty well. Usually, as I said, it's because something is missing. And
more messages and coming in. This one says, 3 weeks, I made a payment, still waiting. Are they still open for weighing vehicles, etc.? That's a different question. Let me stick to the payment and the waiting. What would you advise for these persons? Because I know we could take addresses from these specific persons, but for persons listening, what is the best recourse do they have? Is there a email address, number, something that they can reach out to say, hey, I've been waiting, and you could, and someone can actually interact with them and say, well, look, you're missing X, Y, or Z.
Okay, so the best thing to do is send an email back on the same email thread, vehicleregistration@bra.gov.bb. They can also contact our contact center. It's open until 8:30 p.m. 535-3829.
Hold on. Let me put that there. Give me that again.
535-3829.
And putting that in.
Yeah, 535-ETAX. 535-ETAX.
535-3829. No, the head thing to do is to make sure you got these things in mind. Go ahead.
Make sure you have everything. Or what I have been doing is when we'll send it, some people send it to us like on Facebook or Instagram, they would say, hey, I sent in my registration documents. I haven't received the responses yet. And what we'll do, we'll ask them the email address that they sent it in with, and we'll send it to the registration team, and they get sorted out pretty quickly. So that's the best thing to do.
Whoa.
Call, email, or direct message on social media.
Call, email, or direct. No, we gonna have to. You see, this is something that just came up. I was wondering why more people were not speaking about it, but now you hear all set in my WhatsApp, because WhatsApp got crazy. Woo, people asking everything. But some of these are for licensing authority, because people want to know about weight certificates. They want to know about inspection. They want to know about hired cars. It's just coming in. I can't read all of these.
Yeah. A lot of that is still under the remit of the licensing authority. So the way bridge and all that is under the licensing authority.
Then as you see what's happening with the WhatsApp, right? We have to get it. We have to bring in you guys to answer these.
Yeah, you could probably bring in the LA as well.
Yes, no, because as you said, some of them, well, I've never seen anything like this all the time I've been here. No, this is crazy. This is crazy.
What I also want to say, now that I'm here with you, we have three current in-person payment locations at the BRA. We have Ho Tong is open, Bridge Street Mall is open, that's in Tong, next to Treasury Building, and then we have Oysters that's open. Those locations are from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. So if you're going there to make a timely payment, renew your license, well, pay to renew your license, you can go to those locations between 9 and 2. However, if you're renewing your license, you still have the pay website, pay.gov.bb. You can do that. Thomas can pay online. You don't have to come in. Land tax, you can pay on easy pay. So a lot of these services are available online. If you can do it online, do it online.
Okay, so for someone who, let me deal with the other specifics to kind of make that separation. So BRA, y'all deal with the payments. So in terms of, like, let me say a weight certificate, y'all allow payment for weight facility online. Yes. But in the physical weighing, is that still going on?
Yes, that is done by licensing authority. You correct. Will have to
ask double them.
Check. Yeah, right, correct. Call NW just to make sure that they're, because I think they're going to probably do a phase reopening or something. Mm. I'm not exactly sure.
Right.
But just double check with MTW.
But y'all are open for all payments.
We are open for
all payments, but you're not sure the specific areas that are reopened at this stage. So a lot of this is it will be licensing authority, because people said they bought a secondhand car, but they can't get transferred. That's licensing authority, I assume. Yes.
You know what it is, Corey? Mm-hmm. Because the pine location, payment location, was so integral, because it's like right next door to the licensing, the bridge and all that. People would just pay there and then walk across or go across with the car. But Pine is not available right now. Just right now, all we have is Ho Tong, Oysters, and Bridge Street Mall.
All right. So for the payment side, I think you've covered that. That is your area. The steady flow of WhatsApp's flowing in here, a lot of it is for BLA. So I'm gonna try to see if we can get those on the line, if not today, very soon.